This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Called idiot. Well, waitress calls the man in the corner Harry. Harry is one of my names. I don't want much, he says. Sausage sandwich. Harry keeps rubbing his face. I bought a paper from Harry this afternoon. Eats sausage sandwich. Let me tell you that Harry is now laughing from his face, getting up from sitting. He carries his empty plate over to the counter. Waitress talks. Don't tell me you want another one. Please. He wants another. Oh, Harry, you are one. Harry is an idiot. I think Harry is going to cry. I'm properly fed up today, head down. But it is a joke. Harry is laughing with Hillary and Margaret. I am writing with a pen in a book. Margaret has clouds of hair. This is real poetic, and I can't keep up. Do you understand? I can't help you be here with us. John James said that wasn't a poem. I got along very well with him, but then I didn't get along very well with him at all. Partly, yeah. What do you mean, no? Jean thinks that she is Jean. She is Jean. Graham feels a terrible sensitivity about what he is doing. If I catch anyone even glancing, I... him. Lindsay likes giraffes. I like Lindsay. The heavy old man on the New King's Road looked, eyes, side to side, while the driver wiped the blood from his head and hands this morning. You'll probably outlive us all, said Margaret, rattling my ribs with her fingernails, last night. A policeman compares his whistle to a small boy's whistle. Yes, he said, because they're made by the same maker. That's all. Is that all? Jean isn't certain. Oh, black nothing. Oh, black everything. Jacqueline knows a man, and he saw a bullet-wounded giraffe crying. Two more points. When you bend down, your hair looks like roots. And remember birthdays. What do you mean, yes? This continues on. I only read a few of these. This is called City. She. My grandmother can't see or hear, so there really isn't any communication. This is all there is. Tonight, as I lie on my pillow, mind goes no farther. Head grumbles with no concerns of yours. Discharges of brain semen. Thoughts, blind thoughts clearance. What is the city for? I open my eyes. I realize what you see when you see me. A car drives by. Fields drive by. The ewes near the lambs in the fields. Real poems. He has flowers on his hat, Malcolm. Petals, blue genius. I got a light for your cigarette, Flint's genius. Pens, inky, genius. A table to eat breakfast at. Toast and marmalade is great. Thank you. What do you think of your sister? She is my sister. Tired? There are lots of us in buses over there. His coat is torn. I can see his skinned shoulder. He isn't interested in staring at me. Tonight it is warm. When I leave, he has a seat. Lean back into the hedge, waiting. Spiders hang from my hat. Sunshine makes my page easy to read. Strangers to me walk forth, walk back down. Nothing personal. Everything personal. City.
Yeah.
Best things I do alone, one, sleep, together, one, fuck, wake you at 8, sitting beside the bed, watching red curtains, green shadow, sunrise on us, 7:04, the room, good morning.
Are these in my chronological order?
Not at all, no, except that all I've read have been probably all, I'll say if they're early, particularly, otherwise they're all from the last year.
Uh-huh.
And most of the ones I've read are from this year, you know, that was since last winter.
Uh-huh.
But this one's sort of last fall, a bit of a rouser called Candy Farm. I remember Tootsie Rolls. 20th century, in my time, eat lots of candy. O. Henry, eat Sweet Marie with a biscuit in. Eat Bounty is filled with coconut in my crevices. Positively not. Do me any good. Fig. I suck my boiled mints, my rosebuds, apple taffy, nugget, maple sugar, and I give gift chocolates. I'm just normal about candy. Gum, Cornish clotted cream, wild cough drops. I got a cough. I got rotting teeth. I got all those things. Bananas, candy Buddhas, butter pecans, broken jelly babies, shortbread, marshmallow, Christ cake, peanut brittle, maraschino cherries, ice cream machine, honeysuckle, fruit gums, butterscotch, black treacle, pie, popsicles, lip licorice, orange wax, golden syrup, gobstopper rainbows, edible cash, candy tobacco, cream soda, methylated snuff, fingernails, lifesavers. We ate stuff on Clover, under the bridge in Avignon, in May, and drank a liter of Coca-Cola. Lumps of Bulgarian apricot jam, I don't like lemon curd. Speak to me of fudge tongues, who has licked an American caramel sucker a month? Me, it got dusty, and little kisses to end with. This was in Wild Dog. Wild Dog.
One of those, the latest.
Yeah, last winter sometime.
Yeah.
London, 1964. 4 o'clock, stove to off, remember. The place was a London cafe, and for lunch, hunger, yesterday, summer, and Sunday, notice, bells. That ring, bring, plates and cod, silver and chips, vinegar, pudding, Pepsi-Cola, salt and straw, bottle in hand, sitting up at table, girls, oh, they see me, and the waiter, notice the waiter, looks, a man took 3 cups of tea at once, saucers and spoons, sugar in one, he does it to them, he drinks a cup, including the splashings in the saucer, stirs another, drinks a cup, including the splashings in the saucer, summer day, the waiter carries the empties away. Take Toronto in winter. Who the fuck do you think you're looking at? Brown eyes. Did anyone ever tell you? Tuesday, 11:15, in the vicinity Shepherd's Bush. You were a tall London bobby seen growing a beard. You mustn't look at me like that. I never know what to think. She said. She came in and I was lying on the bed. Note. I saw an old lady who started to live by the window, and the waiter caught her and took her to a corner. And took her a dish of broken donuts and her cup of tea, and she did it to them. I was in the Tate Gallery, look at de Kooning in color, where the rain that hasn't stopped, we listen to Turner and atmospheres, like looking up a girl's skirt. I see what I can, in a mind where billions of them shine. She's trying to see what I'm writing. Stop machine. This one, a poem about Kennedy. I don't know if you saw Death of Kennedy. It's called An Unfinished Poem. Blood attended the raising of my nature through the walls of my mother. Blood attends me, blood departs me. It is a grace to have bled, it is a grace to have touched blood, it is graceful, common, our eyes on our skirts and legs, on the widow. There is blood on the idea, we would say in our language, the blood from the head washes away the idea of all death from the face. Now, widow, wash yourself. the refusal to look ridiculous in my blue cap. Throw in your teeth how warm I am every winter, cold as hell. I dress to kill, denim, wool, leather, the care of boots, rub, saddle soap and heavy polish, brush, laces and leather, good boots, any ground, I can walk away. No poems for all time, no such time. Find myself lying looking at the moon, no moon. Giving up, taking off our pants and boots and fucking, and the field slopes, the grass is wet, my hat comes off too. Empty hat. A short reason for me. Call the photograph. Somebody take a magnificent photograph of me and blow it up to about a yard by 2 feet and give it to me. You know, it has a terrible effect on a person.
Somebody did this to you?
Yeah. It's a fantastic photograph, which I didn't know was taken at the time, you know. And it was a girl, and you know, who was a photographer, and was on this phone. The poem is, I don't look as good as that, the photograph. You do, you know. I hold it up to the mirror beside my face. I don't think I like you. I don't like myself much. The bad dream, so clear that I feel the well-being. I'll read these two poems. They begin in prose. Poem composed of a man and a woman with a child, a Vietnamese National Liberation Front guerrilla wrote in his diary, found on his body, "My days and tasks belong to history." Men stepping out of space capsules. Newton said something like, "If I have seen farther than other men, it has been by standing on the shoulders of giants." This is a revolution, learning to walk, talk. My breath falls down for you. Hold your baby on your shoulders. You are right. Don't fall. Your days and tasks belong to history. I am formed. Tell me what you need. We are in space, walking. The baby can walk. The accomplishment. Protect yourself. My heart falls down when you lose your feet. Floating out of the old desire, the machine. Your smile and your eyes light me, silver in the photographs. Tumbling, the legs move. We will never diminish. I will die first. Look, the tortured gorilla's face has no skin, and he has not betrayed you. You are not alone. You have survived. Days, tasks belong to history. Say yes, yes, your baby believes you. This one's called The Stakes. Remember, it's written from England. Having seen the death of boxing, of a language not even fit for telling lies with anymore, ring of confusion and my life, Liston and the Cassius Clay who is champion, how the mountain would not recognize Mohammed and fell, live on BBC television in Britain, from Maine, by early bird communication satellite, US everywhere, 3:30 a.m. Greenwich summertime, when the chickens came home to roost, when Sonny Liston mastered nonviolent resistance. He is old. I was weak. They screamed to me, "Fight him back." I didn't, and it is worse than losing. It is like having to invent words for, "No, I can't," because he couldn't. And they're hitting you very hard so that you die, and you die, live. Oh, yes, we have seen by the dawn's early night the early bird staring at the man turned over and lay down. So, to communicate up to us, when sent to the rape, relax. It is not a game in the Americas anymore. He fell like an amateur. A friend, your father, 33, your age, 43. The sun rises. USA transmits a clear picture. Who wins now? What is to be won? Smokey Joe's. Who'd believe it? Smoky Joe's, 5 minutes to midnight, the transport calf, on the Bristol Road in Birmingham, Britain, still Monday, May 17, 1965, written then. I don't fancy standing in the rain. Excuse me, I'm looking for a ride over to Nottingham. Going into Birmingham only, sorry. Sorry, fried ham sandwich and tea, sweet, please, I wrote that. I've gone from Bristol on a way maybe to Newcastle, carried north on the A38 and the M5, and east of Nottingham, perhaps at last sometime the A1, almost to Scotland. Why not write something in the book? As for Smoky Joe's, as for me, my bag, we are still here since 10. Excuse me, I'm trying my way up to Newcastle upon Tyne Ayu. I'm going over to Nottingham, south, written then. Excuse me, you're not driving toward Manchester. Be more positive. I can't. Or Nottingham, are you? No, going toward, where, did he say? Seat by the door, pulling sleeves, written then. The hooers, of who has the syphilis, also pregnant, talk. He comes in, and I'm here, and I'll, few leave, most return. Smoky Joe is a room, pinball, jukebox, wet tables, green corners, smoke, hours and hours according to the clock, now, in England. I'm caught, I'm here, I'm afraid. Fish faces, black plastic jackets. Ask Jack, he knows the drivers. No place else for us, out of the weather. I'll take you to the other side of town, written weeks later. Trees to see. Trees don't hear. You hear me say, trees to see. Everywhere. I look, something I don't take my eyes off of. The trees to see. Say to me, what are you doing with that tree? Sitting down on a flat place, put the woodpulp paper in front on the place, bend forward, chin in one hand, pen in another. I didn't believe the doctor, and he laughed, unimpressed with the seriousness of my death. Yesterday heard tell of a man who has cut his throat. His death wound looked like a new mouth. Say to me, shut up. Hold myself up down here, looking around, moving my mouth. Air rushing above from my nose. Cack! There are trees in my throat, and wind in the trees. Right wrist, left wrist, balls, ass, under the cock, crotch, down the back of the legs. Places the rash, spread. Wipe on the white, creamy. Not to be taken, the application, Mr. Gilbert, shake the bottle times. Twice a day, once when you get up and once when you go to bed. Alive, scratching, speaking, thanks, whom I caught it from. We all have something to say to each other. You are welcome, to whom I have given. Touch what I have. Poem called Sounding for Robert Creeley. 1. The place in the building, the voice, marks for the man with care, heard just where another room is. 2. So the moon standing there, extend if he will stretch, oh, cries out, I see it. 3. Sing, how light it is. Clear the brightnesses in eyes where they are provided. This poem is straight transcription of what somebody said. You are a poet, yes. And from Canada, that's funny. And do you know what I mean? A poet from Canada, that's funny to think of. I never thought of poetry and Canada together before. Do you know what I mean? Yes, that's the poem, Canada, poetry. There's another Canadian poem. Canada House, Trafalgar Square, in London. Redhead Canadian hippie in green sunglasses, very cool, Ontario, high ass. Green wraparound sunglasses. Dark, sharp, French Canadian. Small, big hair, white forehead. Cote d'Azur, brochure, wife. Western boy, green tie, blue shirt, Vancouver. Ready to puke, reading the sun with difficulty. What am I doing here? Get a haircut, go home. I went with her into the kitchen the morning and I talked with her. Long yellow hair, as I had seen a man careful in the house with its woman watching her make me breakfast. The guest has kissed the daughter, spent all my money, luck on the color of my eyes, on candies for the little boy, and I went poor on foot with a couple of hard-boiled eggs. She gave away. I will mail back the brunette.